This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Coming out of this holiday weekend with the crush of travelers and really crummy weather in some regions, dare I ask, did your checked luggage make it to your destination? The number of lost bags is way down in recent years. In 2016, it dropped to 6 bags in 1,000. Some are found, some are not. Some of the strays are never claimed. Where do those bags go? Well, the stuff inside gets sold by a private company called the Unclaimed Baggage Center. From WBHM in Birmingham, Alabama, Gigi Duban reports.
On a recent Saturday morning in this small Alabama town called Scottsboro, about an hour south of the Tennessee border, there was a winter ski sale. No, this town doesn't have much of a winter, much less any skiing. But this sale, it's a big deal for the Unclaimed Baggage Center. So big that 28-year-old Casey Anderson drove more than 300 miles from Crestview, Florida. He snagged a lot of snowboarding gear.
I got 2 boards, a helmet, some goggles, and some boots. That's really all I needed.
The discounts were steep.
I'd say for 2 boards and everything, about $250, $300.
How much would that be if you bought it new?
Oh, man, that would be $1,000, easy.
Anderson says it was a deal even after you factored in the cost of the Airbnb he got in nearby Huntsville, so he could be one of the first ones in the door. And there were dozens more like him. People even camped out in the parking lot for this special sale.
We've been holding a year's worth of product to roll out on this day.
That's Brenda Cantrell, brand ambassador for the Unclaimed Baggage Center. The company has been in business about 50 years, and it offers thousands of items at 20 to 80% off suggested retail. Every one of those items was, at some point, in someone's lost luggage. And people travel with weird stuff.
We have these antlers, a taxidermied frog, a sitar.
And then there's this ugly Christmas sweater with 2 neck holes.
My God.
Two people wear it, but it's one sweater.
It's a tandem sweater.
It's a tandem sweater.
The Unclaimed Baggage Center has exclusive agreements with all the major U.S. airlines to buy luggage that isn't claimed within 90 days. The company buys that luggage sight unseen. Unclaimed Baggage Center won't disclose how much it makes from the sales. John Strong teaches finance at the College of William & Mary. He says most retailers don't want in on this.
They wouldn't know what they were buying. And so for traditional retailers, that's not a very attractive proposition.
These days, fewer bags are getting lost. Strong says it used to be half of 1% of luggage was unclaimed. Now it's 0.25%. That's because the airlines are better at tracking bags. And baggage handling fees discourage some people from checking their bags in the first place. What isn't claimed goes to the Unclaimed Baggage Center. The company donates whatever it can't sell. In Scottsboro, Alabama, I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.